Yes, hello. My name is Yvonne.
Yes.
Returning callbacks. How can I help you today?
And you're calling from where? I'm sorry.
I'm calling from customer support, returning callbacks, sir.
It's a ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. I apologize. Do you
And
need some help with anything like
yeah,
that?
there are two charges on my credit card. I'm not sure what they are, and it's got the whatever it is, something tech, something or other on it, which is the number that was associated with it.
Okay.
So I don't know
Just
what
one
they
minute.
are.
Okay, I'm gonna find out for you.
Okay.
What is your zip code, sir? I mean, ma'am. Oh, having a
Yeah, two
day, I
five four
know. Okay,
two
go
five four
ahead.
2 8
Two
two
five
five
four
four 2 8
two eight. And your name, ma'am?
Kim Zimmerman.
Who?
Kim Zimmerman.
Oh, Kim. Okay. SIM, ma'am.
KIMZIMMERMAN.
Okay. Thank you for waiting.
Sure.
Kim. Christina, but no Kim.
Pardon?
I said Christina, but no Kim. Let me see. Nope, not yet.
The original, there's one charge on 1031, another one on 11-6.
Okay. Since that didn't do, thank you for waiting also too. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna try putting your name in. Maybe that'll help me pull your account, ma'am. So you said it was Kim, and
Correct.
it's, huh?
Yes.
And the last spell the light, your last name, ma'am?
Z as in zoo.
Z. Oh,
I
Zimmer.
M N
Okay.
Zimmerman.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Got it. Thank you so much
Okay.
for being patient.
Yep.
Okay. Could you verify your address for me, please?
Yeah, I'll give you the street, but not the number one. It's Morgan Street in Inwood, West Virginia.
Okay, I'll take that. thank you for waiting, and I'm waiting for your account to come up, ma'am.
Okay.
And you said you were calling. You have what kind of charge did you have, ma'am?
There's two charges, one on 1031 and another one on November 6th. There's the first one's small, 574, and then the second one is 6732.
Whoa, okay. Okay, so I see the one for 6732, and the second one, that's all I. Oh, okay, no, let me stop.
Second one was earlier. It was October 31st.
I'm only thing I see is you paid 574 for a KitchenAid. on the 1031. Yes, because 574 was the shipping and receiving, and the KitchenAid was an exclusive offers entering your 574 was for shipping and handling of the kitchen, which gave you an entry into a sweepstake, which gave you a welcome gift for a hero bod exercise. That was a welcome gift for it. You are to receive a $125 voucher every month, long as your account is open, ma'am, and it's showing 1031-31. So this is a sweepstake, and the sweepstakes have to call you and verify that you are the winner. So that's why you haven't received the kitchen placement. And there was a charge of $67.32 because there was a charge because the account was still left open. And it was like 24 hours or 2 days to close their account so that you wouldn't receive the $67.32. Just telling the terms and conditions. You probably didn't know that, that it did go into a sweepstakes. And what I can do for you, ma'am, I can cancel this for you if that's
That'd
what you
perfect.
Want. Okay.
That would be perfect.
Okay. And as far as 6732 is what I can do for you today, I can offer you 35% of a refund on it.
You can't cancel it in its entirety?
No, because it's a valid charge because your account was open and you didn't. I know that membership and the voucher that came with it, which comes on your email. So even if I cancel this, and you might win tomorrow.
I never received anything by email.
Okay, so it hasn't been, this is the kitchen. It hasn't been shipped. So this was did on 11/06. So keep looking for it, ma'am. But it does come. You get one every month, as long as your account is open. And since we're going to cancel this one, the voucher is still valuable. And you can go online and shop for other gadgets or electronics, ma'am. The KitchenAid, I explained to you that it's not going to be shipped to you until the sweepstake tells you that you are the winner of this KitchenAid. So,
okay, nowhere did it say anything about it being the sweepstake.
I know, that's why I had to explain to you how you got the 6732 because the account was still open. And not that you, if you knew that was going to happen, you could have closed the account and it just would have been, I could have refunded, which is $574 since they're not going to ship it until they let you know that you are the winner of the kitchen. So I can offer
you
35.
I'm supposed to be getting something for the $67?
Yeah, I'm trying to give you some of the money back on the charge to go back to your account, ma'am.
Right. But you said something is supposed to be shipped on that.
No, on the 6732, that's the charge. I was saying that even though I'm going to cancel this account so you won't see any more charges, the voucher, that's still yours. So if I cancel and it comes after I cancel this account or whatever, that's yours as long as it's valid and you can use it online. And I was saying that kitchen thing, even if I close this, they still can ship you this kitchen here, the kitchen for you. The kitchen pots and pans, they can do that. But the voucher comes on your email. You just have to keep looking for it. I don't know what it's going to say, but I know it comes on your email, ma'am. So I'm going to give you a confirmation number. If you have any problems, you just call and let them know and tell them what's going on, and someone can help you. But I can cancel this today if you want.
Well, considering I've received no emails at all.
Call them and said you didn't receive the email and your account was closed such and such date, and they'll resend you a new voucher, ma'am. No charge or anything. It just comes straight to you and it will go to your
but
email.
But I can't do it if I'm not getting the email.
Huh? You say
I'm sorry,
what?
How am I supposed to contact them if I'm not receiving any emails?
Contact here, not them, whatever. Contact the number you're talking with me with right now. You can use that number to call back up here. and they can reship you another voucher, ma'am. I'll just say I never received the first voucher, and I would like to have it back and, you know, have a second one sent to me, and they will do that, ma'am.
And you can handle that all in this phone call.
I can't what?
Handle all of this in this phone call.
No, because I have to wait for it to come to you. At least give you some time for it to try and come to you on your email, ma'am. It's not like mail or anything, but I have to let that because it was 11-6. So, you want me to close this for you, ma'am?
Yes, I do, please.
Okay, thank you. Oh, the 67.32, I was offering you 35%. Or I can offer you 50% of this, ma'am. If you would like, that's the most I can offer for the charge on here, ma'am.
I'd like it to be 100%. If I cannot get any more than that, then I guess I'm stuck.
Okay, ma'am. Hold on just one moment.
There was nothing on there at all about this being a contest. Nothing.
I know. That's part of it. So what I can do for you, Ms. Zimmerman, I can give you a partial payment of $33.66, 3 to 5 days. It'll go back to your account. It'll be a partial refund. And let me close your account for you. Hold on just one moment.
Okay. Must be hard on you when you get phone calls like this all day long that they're deceitful.
Well, that's what I, most of the time I don't have a problem or anything like that. Sometimes it get a little rough sometimes. Some people are kind of calling, they be a little bit more agitated is the word.
Mm-hmm.
And, you just have to deal with it. So that's what I do. I try to do everything right and make it as quickly as possible. And thank you again for waiting. Come on. My computer is slow. Come on. My computer is really running. Oh, there you go. Okay, here we go. Okay. Starting with your refund. Take care of that now. 33. Okay, that went through. So 3 to 5 business days, they'll return back to your account, ma'am. And now I'm going to close your account so you won't see any more charges. Thank you. Okay, Miss Emery, you've been so nice and calm, and I thank you for that. And so your account is closed. Your refund, you're getting 3 to 5 business day. It's a partial refund for $33.66, and I have your confirmation number. Hello? Hello, ma'am? Are you there?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I didn't realize my phone had muted itself.
Okay, I need to give you a confirmation number. In case anything should happen or you want the voucher, just call and tell them that you didn't receive it, ma'am, and they will reship it to you. So your confirmation number is C for Charlie, 262-379-801, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Yes, Yvonne. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it, unless you can make it a full refund instead, but you can't. So
no, I can't, ma'am. But thank you anyway. Thank you for calling customer support. You're welcome.
Yep. Bye.